From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Chanel launched a new fragrance in July called Gabrielle, named after Gabrielle Chanel, Coco Chanel's actual name. The luxury brand dropped its last perfume, Chance, 15 years ago, and a lot in the beauty industry has changed since then. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has more on what it takes for a legacy fragrance brand to make it in today's market.
So, I have a confession.
Do you not smell anything?
I don't smell anything. What does it smell like?
Floral, I want to say.
Yeah. I have really bad allergies, but my friend Julie gets notes of jasmine from the new Gabrielle perfume. It also has orange blossom, ylang ylang, and grass tuberose. It took Chanel 15 years to develop the fragrance. Sarah Jindal, a beauty analyst at Mintel, says that's not an exceptionally long time. There's sourcing, mixing, packaging, and marketing.
So there's a lot that goes into launching those pillar fragrances because they really do become the staples of those brands' fragrances.
Luxury brands lead the $29 billion fragrance market, and Chanel only has four pillar fragrances: Number 5, Coco, Chance, and now Gabrielle. The limited selection makes the fragrance feel exclusive, yet still affordable by Chanel standards.
Buying a lipstick or a fragrance is a way to get a little piece of that luxury without spending 3 months of your rent.
But a lot's changed since the last time Chanel launched a fragrance.
15 years ago, the fragrance industry was in quite a different place.
That's Virginia Bonifilio of the Cosmetics and Fragrance Marketing Program at the Fashion Institute of Technology. TV and magazine ads used to rule the market. Now, customers are following social media influencers and celebrities, something the fragrance industry was slow to embrace.
Especially the luxury people kind of poo-pooed it.
The industry was also slow to keep up with millennials' tastes. Gabrielle's spokeswoman is Kristen Stewart. She is not Chanel's usual flowers and pearls. She's edgy and androgynous. And in the Gabrielle ad, she's running through a field of electric sparks with fabric trailing behind her. What does it cost to smell like luxury these days? $105 for 1.7 ounces. In New York, I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.